This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you have started reading 1 John, you have no doubt noticed that John refers to eternal life or life quite often in this letter. If you collect each reference in which eternal life or life is found and write down what he says about it, you would have quite a bit of information on the subject. After reflecting on what you find, it would be helpful to put the information into an outline to help you correlate the information. This will help you understand and remember what you learn. I was able to put the information I gathered under three main points: eternal life personified, eternal life proclaimed, and eternal life possessed. Eternal life is personified in the person of Jesus Christ. John describes this in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Again, in chapter 5, verse 11, John says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Jesus Christ is the true God and eternal life. John says in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, that he proclaimed this eternal life by proclaiming Jesus Christ. In chapter 5, verse 13, he says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Those who heard this powerful message proclaimed and believed it received eternal life. Let me ask you, do you have eternal life? If you're not sure, listen to our next program or write me and I'll send you literature to help. You can do that through my website, gettingthemessage.org.